the beautiful dead. We walked out back to see the body of the fox my husband shot before it could kill the cooped chickens or the baby sandhill cranes or the goslings or the ducklings. Even I, who withdraw my eyes from the dead, or no, the dying with my fear, this living animal, this dog who has pranced and trotted and stalked all small life this spring, bright orange, unmistakable along the edge of woodland, wetland, and prairie. We'd scared him off with clanging and light and human voices, but there is no keeping a fox away once he smells life. We make good use of binoculars to count chicks and capture on film beauty that comes close, but not too. But the fullness of the creatures is only available to us, only still approachable when they are dead. Thus, there is always grief in it. It has always been this way. The early field guides drawn from collections of specimens culled by hunters and scientists, pinned and laid out and rendered by Audubon back into living landscapes. I can count on one hand the beautiful creatures killed since I arrived a dozen years ago. The pheasant, hunted with boys and a dog, stripped clean of his sharp, iridescent plumage on our kitchen counter. Field corn dug from his gullet. A lesson before I took the breast warm in my hand and soaked it in wine and made a stew in justification. And yes, I hungered for more. The unpitiable rabbit, long-eared and soft, produce thief, mad reproducer. But both of us still feel the stain of the sin of the beautiful owl whose leg was caught in a trap, who made it just to our yard, rattling his chains in the dark, scaring the caged birds in our care. None was so beautiful as he was. The owl was mistaken for a predator, shot blind to protect chickens he could not have reached. But we want to blame the trap. The bullet killed him, this extraordinary barn owl, and we laid him out in the morning and marveled at his feathers, his wide wings, his white face, and the tragedy, telling ourselves he couldn't have been saved, not one-legged as he would be, that lie. We had mistaken prey for predator, our only atonement a promise never again to shoot in the dark. And this fox, sharp-toothed but fluffy-tailed too, in the field, what do we have in common with this killer? This doesn't feel like a win at all to have created or simply restored on our land a world that brings so much life, only to take it in glory away.